Reloading.
Connect.
Equipment wielder. Blue caster. Cheetah's Azeel.
Loyal and loud. Pink caster. Lightred.
Explorer from the unknown. Yellow caster. Auto Gar.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air.
Welcome to another episode of Enter the Amazon.
I don't know the words! Leaving himself.
I want to learn that last part of the song.
Oh, yes, Gar is tired. He's had a long day.
He's been eating people.
He's been home since 5 a.m., didn't go to sleep until 7 a.m., then I woke him up at 9:30 a.m.
And then he ate someone at 10 o'clock, because he's an Amazon now.
Yeah, you're an Amazon. Oh, fuck. Yeah, where'd you get that bracelet on your arm?
Now he's Amazon Sloth.
Gotcha, gal.
Anyways, so yeah, we got Blue Caster here, Yellow Caster, and myself, Pink Caster.
Wait a minute. Gadget Gal. Where have I heard that before? Oh, right, awesome.
I know, and there's an anime called Gadguard. That's pretty cool.
Gadguard.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Anyways, so let's get into Amazon's episode 2.
The Beast Inside. Because letters.
Yes, the Beast Inside. Alright. So I've already seen this before, but they watched it, so what'd you guys think?
I really like the way the show's going so far.
Yeah, they explained more shit here, didn't they?
Yeah, we got the explanation that you gave us that it was a virus that broke out, and apparently it affected 4,000 people, so the Oni have been beaten.
Suck it, Roy Buttes.
And Jin decided to take Haruka under his wing.
Yeah, I really like Jin.
Yeah, no, Jin's a badass. Yeah, he's like, I won't eat chickens unless they're my own.
No, he was like, I only eat what I kill myself.
Oh, yeah,
not just chickens, anything in general.
And his wife's just like, oh, you brought...
Is she his wife, or just like...
No, it's
are wife. They married?
Yeah, they're married.
Okay.
They're happily married.
Nanaha, by the way, is her name.
Yes.
I like the scene where June, like...
June was the guy who got munched by Dargonfly.
Right. Jin punched Haruka?
Yes.
Into the truck. And you can tell there's no actual...
He didn't punch him. He had him up in and just fucking, like, hocked him.
Yeah. And basically, like, you could tell when the suit landed in the vehicle, there was no person in that suit. So it was like a...
It was CGI'd, obviously. They didn't actually throw the suit.
Oh, no. That was definitely a suit in there, man. That was totally...
No, I'm just saying, yes, they put the suit in the truck after the fact. But the effect of it being thrown into the truck.
Yeah, being thrown in, yeah. But
you're just saying that when it was there, it was obvious that there was no one in it.
Just the aftermath of, like you see it hitting.
Yeah. That was fucking hilarious. I really like Jin so far.
And Amazon Omega Wild's fucking just...
It's just
a monster.
It's literally just a reskinned Amazon.
Yeah. But he's, like, super fucking... like, wild and monstrous, and he can't control himself, and that's why Jin was like, I need to take you!
It's like the rest of them.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I'm wondering, though. Mm-hmm. If the belt that he gave to him was able to, like, refine him into the proper Omega form, what the fuck must Alpha have looked like without his?
I don't know.
Or, alternatively, why didn't it refine him into a form like that?
I don't know. Jin's a badass. Maybe he just has... You know what, I also like to think it's something to do with the mind as well. So, like, Jin seems very much in control of what he can do. Haruka's kind of still learning what the fuck he is,
But at the same time, there's that aspect, but then if you look at their personalities, it's completely flipped, where Jin is referred to as a wild animal, and Haruka is kind of this calm little rich boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, like, just... Poor Haruka, like, he goes to the apartment, he's super fucking scared, he doesn't know what the fuck's going on, he's like, what the fuck's happening? Jin's just like, well, buddy, you're fucked up, you're sick.
Yeah, apparently he kidnapped him because he thought he could give him information, and then it turned out to be the reverse, where he had the info dump on him.
Yeah, he's like, alright, here, put this on, it'll, like, inject medicine into you constantly.
Like, I like how they really elongated that scene where he's, like, holding the open bracelet, and everyone watching is probably just like, oh no, he's gonna put that on and it's gonna fucking hurt. Ah!
Oh yeah, because you can see like the spikes and stuff in
that
it. And just
fucking pain.
Oh yeah, man. Well, good thing the actual toy.
In the show that prominently features characters bleeding, I'm surprised that there was no blood in that.
Good thing the toy doesn't. Yeah, have
buy
the
toy comes with spikes.
Yeah.
Oh.
The comes with fucking
medicine. Just go to work, Lane. What's that on your arm? Can you take it off? No.
Yeah, I love, like, I don't know if it's a thing or not, but when I saw that thing on him, I'm just like, well, I guess you're wearing that t-shirt for the rest of your life.
Yeah, right?
No, I think it does come off.
No. Well,
yeah, it comes off when you die.
Or when it runs out.
Yeah.
In 2 years.
But yeah, so then Nanoha or Jin give him, like, another belt, backup belt that they had, and he's like, yeah, use this, it'll keep your form suppressed
I really hope they explain, A, what these belts are, B, where they came from, and C, why they had two of them.
Well, like I said, I've only watched 4 episodes, so they'll explain. I said 4. I haven't watched episode 2 in a long time, in, like, months, so I'm kind of just, like...
Yeah, so pretty much the focus of this episode is A, introducing the Amazons, B, creating Omega's proper form, and C, murdering the Dargonfly.
And 4, Haruka vomiting.
Poor Blue Buster.
Yeah, I felt real bad for him.
No, and they all did. Like, they're all like, I can't believe it. Like, and fucking Mamoru was so upset.
But here's the thing. They haven't yet They haven't explained why Mamoru is so, like, in control of it.
Because he's a kid.
Yeah, he's pretty much a kid. But
I don't,
like,
think that has anything to do with it. Look at Haruka.
Well, maybe he has experience with it.
Maybe he's just, like, one of the, like, last experiments, so his timer hasn't come up.
But
then he doesn't have a bracelet.
No. But I don't know.
Can you imagine how awesome it would be if Mole got, like, a refined belt version?
Yeah.
Or the Dragonfly.
Yeah, that's what makes you think. Like, you know, having all these belts, like, does it... you know, give them a different form? Does it, like, make them more in control? Like,
I mean, there's definitely the possibility. Definitely. Omega did it.
So, yeah, it's like an Agito, just like all, like, the 30 people that were witness to God. They're just like, you all can become Agito.
Yeah,
you're
like,
an Agito. You're an Agito.
Like, another Agito is the unrefined form, and proper Agito is, like, the refined form.
And Gales is the reject.
Yeah.
And then...
the super failure.
Jin's like, cast off Alf. That's why he looks different.
I loved when Haruka went Omega for the first time. He's just Omega. I love that voice.
Did he put the belt on upside down?
No, they're just...
they're different.
They're just alternately designed.
Can you imagine if, like, that's the reason why, like, the faceplate's different?
Just because he put it on upside down by accident?
Yes.
That'd be funny.
Well, here's the thing. The handlebar is like... down from the center, so it's easy to see which direction to put it on.
Mm-hmm. And there's a way of doing it in the toy, so it's actually really clever.
Yeah, the toy, you can actually like remove it and reverse it.
Like, it literally, like, Haruka literally... he literally... sorry about that. Haruka literally transformed and just pounced his way to...
yeah, the like, I knew watching that scene, I'm like, the fight's happening outside of town. Please don't tell me that this motherfucker's going to Henshin... and, like, super Hulk leap his way outside of the city.
No.
And lo and behold, it fucking happens.
Well, Amazon's got good jumping power.
It could be worse.
Jump good.
It could be Power Rangers and they're teleporting.
I honestly don't know which would be worse.
I like that he can fucking just jump.
I guess considering that they're supposed to be animals, that kind of would be the mode of transportation. Until we get the bike next week.
Okay,
yep.
He's the grasshopper.
No, I don't think they're based on grasshoppers, but I could be wrong.
No, yeah. Haruka's is totally the grasshopper Amazon.
I guess.
Because of how high he can jump.
Then what the fuck... I guess that makes sense, but then what the fuck is Alpha?
I don't know.
He's
a chicken!
The hedgehog Amazon.
It's the chicken rider.
It'd be funny if he was the chicken Amazon.
He's the praying mantis. Because he kills people.
Just has like a giant.
Maybe.
Just giant like people.
No, it's like, Jen's like, oh, I'm gonna kill all 4,000 Amazons. What? Like, okay, that includes you.
Yeah,
what?
Jen, like
don't
I said,
worry.
Jen.
I'll kill you last.
Kill you later.
Yeah, I'll kill
since
you.
I haven't killed people yet.
Yeah.
This is my Jin dub voice.
That, I thought, was a really interesting plot aspect.
Thank you.
I know I've seen it in other things before, where it's like, oh, I have to kill everyone, including you, but if you help me out, I'll kill you last. You know what it was?
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of Danganronpa.
Yep.
And I really enjoyed that.
What is this, Kamen Ryuki, where, like, halfway through the series, Sinji's like, you know what, Ren? there's only a few people left. Let's go, bro. You and me.
Oh, yeah, I guess it also kind of reminds me of Ryuji, or Ryuki, Ryuji, because it is involving killing the other fighters.
Yeah, although it says here that Amazon's Omega is based off Comrade Amazon and a lizard.
So, oh, a lizard.
Yeah, his motif's a lizard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes more sense. He looks more like a lizard.
Yeah, that's what
he kind of looks more like a iguana or a chameleon.
Yeah, he had those kind of movements.
Mm-hmm. I can see.
Honestly, fucking Amazon Omega, he's my favorite in the show, and God, he's just so brutal. I love it. In episode 4, like, I won't say anything, but when Omega knows what the fuck he's doing, fucking tears shit apart.
Did you notice when you watched that when Jin was feeding Haruka, he gave himself a Red Bull and Haruka a Green Bull?
Yeah.
I thought that was a nice touch.
Oh, yeah. No, those little Easter eggs are funny.
And then that fucking asshole from the company who was, like, explaining shit to them, I was like, okay, I'm going to give you the entire story, just holds up his iPad. It says Amazon on it. Oh, my God!
No, and I like that later on, like, the guy, like, shows up to where, like, the team is, and he's so disgusted by, like, they live, and he's just like, and he, like, has, like, a tissue up to his nose all the time.
Yeah, because they get drunk a lot.
Yeah, but he's just, like, he doesn't like a dirty environment, so, like, when you see him so when you see him with the director, he's completely fine, but then when you see him, like, around them, like, even when they're outside and stuff, like, he's around them, he's just like,
you guys could be infected with the virus because you're fighting Amazons.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm covering my mouth.
I thought it was odd when I was watching that he was like, oh man, it's cold out, because I'm like, this came out in April. But then I remembered, that they were probably filming it during winter.
Yeah.
Oh, they were filming this in, like, I want to say March.
Well, there was snow on the ground in one scene.
I know, and then it made me feel cold, and I remembered, oh yeah, AC caster's here.
Yeah, it's air caster. So, the whole, while I was watching Nanoha the whole movie, I'm just like, why are you here? He could eat you at any moment. And apparently her reasoning was, oh, I feel for him.
Hmm?
What kind of shit is that?
I don't know.
Magic shit.
It's weird.
Is the sex real good? I don't know.
Maybe.
He eats her real good. I don't know.
And then, yeah, the girl, whatever, is just, like, trying to find out, like, from her mother, just being like, where is Haruka?
And
it's
apparently
like, we need him right now. Don't worry. He's fine.
And apparently Mizuki has some bullies. They called her Pig Face, those bitches.
Oh, yeah, the two chicks are just like, you weirdo.
There were three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, oh, are you talking to someone? You better not. And I'm like, oh, God, are we still in this day and age?
No, watch, like, one day she's just going to be, like, she's going to be with Haruka.
Just, like, sick him on them?
Yeah, just like,
eat them!
Bite their tits off!
Jesus. So, unfortunately, one of the members of the crew gets nommed by Dargonfly.
Yeah. Poor June. Oh, well.
Another one.
What's
nuts.
Do it?
Oh, because, like, right after Omega transforms, or right before he transforms, just the face that he made, and just like, do it! Do it!
Yep.
And then he literally Hulk runs his whole way there. Mole apparently gets dropped off the cliff by the Dargonfly. I don't know if he's okay.
Oh, he's okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
Okay, cool. I like him.
Yeah, he put some burgers in him and he'll be fine.
I love that shot where, like, he's just finished, where the Dragonfly's just finished beating Mole, and then you just see him there, like, standing in this wide shot of the sky, and you can just make out something from the distance, and it's just like, and then he just lands in there. I love that.
I just love the effects in the show. It's fucking
Omega's got such hilarious, stupid, wiggly fingers that whole fight.
No, and just like, I know, the thing that fucking, if you notice, like I do, just every time, like, he bends, like, he's
the handles on the belt are
just,
bent,
like, bending up, and I'm just like, wow.
I'm like, I see what you're doing.
I can't unsee that. I just can't.
It's like the belt's smiling.
Yeah, it's like,
happiness is in the Amazon.
I can see Amazon being like, like a Muppet.
That's the title.
Where it's like one person's controlling one arm, the other one's controlling the other, and then there's just one guy controlling the body. It's like, wanna go?
If Omega just goes on like a killing spree, we just need to put the Menomina song going on. Menomina. Just fucking mowing people down.
So apparently the name of the Hisats for the Amazon's driver is Violent Punish.
Yep.
And then Dragonfly gets fucking bifurcated.
Man, this is
yeah,
like
you haven't seen nothing yet.
Like Vegeta style killing people.
Well, like I said, wait till episode 4. You'll be amazed at what this fucking dude can do.
Who has the better like vulgar finisher? Amazon or Shin?
Shin had a pretty good one.
Shin
ripped the dude's fucking head and spine right out of his body.
No, remember, cut his neck.
Okay, Shin wins. Don't describe it. Do not
face, baby.
He doesn't even hold out. He lets.
Shut up.
I know.
So the episode ends with Alpha about to fight Omega, and next week's episode, Colony of Ants, involves a building full of Amazons and the debut of the Rider Machine. Whose name I cannot remember.
Oh, yeah.
The Jungler.
Yeah, it was Jungle something.
Jugless Juggler.
The Junglator, I don't know.
The Dunkler.
The Jungler!
The Jungler!
It's like my dad does!
It's like my Amazon does.
Jungler wants to come too. The Jungler? The Jungler?
Oh god, I just love any Dugler
joke. Didn't we make that same joke last week?
Yeah.
I know.
No, we did we did the Juggler.
The Juggler! That was on regular
The Juggler wants to fight too! The Juggler! I gotta rewatch that show again. Go watch fucking
Rugrats. You know what else that applies to? Mm-hmm. The Bugglers from GoBusters? The Bugglers! Just like Ender does!
Bugglers wanna steal Energen too. The Bugglers.
Oh man, I'm gonna come up with so many more of those!
Oh great.
So this is episode 2 of Enter the Amazon.
Yep, very short one, but there wasn't. If I watched the episode and then it's like again, I would have a lot more to say.
It made me feel
just
cold.
Going off memory.
It made me feel cold because of the snow on the ground.
And the air condition.
No, it's just, you know.
it made me want winter!
It's
August. When's the snow?
And again, it's always so badass just when, like, it's the climax and, like, the episode's about to end and then you just fucking hear the
theme
fucking
song.
The theme song kick
in.
And you're like, yeah!
I cannot stress how much I love the song.
No, yeah. Armorzone. Armorzone.
I love the song!
Yeah, Armorzone is up there for one of the best, for sure.
Oh.
I listened to it at least 3 times in the car today.
If this show ever gets dubbed.
Which it won't.
What do you mean dubbed?
Which
Masked Rider, the...
No.
Awaken the
Amazon. If somebody called Kamen Rider Amazons, they should just dub the opening with the original vocalist because it feels like he could do it.
No, what you do is in the American reiteration of Amazon or whatever like that, you just turn Fergus into this giant hulking monster.
Although Gar, I see what you're saying. You're saying that Armorzone sounds like a lot of Western metal music, and I agree. That's probably what it was inspired by.
Yep.
There's a lot of screaming.
There's, the Amazon's driver should be coming out sometime this month, so I'm still debating whether I want to actually get it.
Do we know what the price is going to be?
A lot.
Something, it's
a
in
lot.
The mid-100, like 100s.
A lot.
Yeah, but I might get one.
Remember, kids, today's word today is a lot in
that's,
a sentence.
That's 2 words.
That thing costs a lot.
That's 2 words!
A-L-O-T, a lot.
That's 2 words! A is a separate word! Just because the internet says it isn't doesn't mean it is.
I love that episode 4 apparently is called Die or Kill.
One of the lines in the song is Eat or Be Eaten.
Yep.
What is this, fucking Walking Dead mixed with Kamen Rider Ryuki?
The Walking Henshind.
The Walking Amazon.
The Walking Amazon.
Anyways, so we're all tired.
You're fucking tired.
Everyone go subscribe to the new Cast Ranger YouTube channel.
Yeah, go check out your new YouTube channel. We're awesome.
I don't know how the fuck this happened, but episode 113 on YouTube in 3 days got more views on it than our most listened to episode on Podbean in 2 years.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gar is waving his hand at me.
Thanks, Gar.
It's got over 1,000 views already, and it's only been up for, just over a week.
And we have, 25 subscribers.
29 at this point.
Oh, wow.
Increase that number. Also, secret new thing that we're going to be doing will be announced within the next couple weeks.
Yup.
It's great new direction for the brand.
Woo!
Stay tuned!
Wait a minute. We got 5 seconds left.
Too late.
Bye, everybody.